Well, this is Bill Caskey back in another edition of Advanced Selling Podcast Vignette Series, where we take apart some of the sales cycle and give you just a little bit more than we may do on the Advanced Selling Podcast. Usually on those podcasts, we talk it in depth at length about these topics. But here's something that I came across the other day. I was talking to a client doing some coaching, which is a lot of the bulk of the work that we do here at Caskey. And the client said, well, here's what I did when I went into the room and as I started the call and went through the sales transaction. And as I was listening to her talk about this, it occurred to me that there were some unintended consequences of some of her actions. And sometimes I don't think we think through what the unintended consequences of poor sales technique is. And here's three things that she did that I heard her do that could have had some impact on the fact that the sales process went no further after this one day. Number one, she was extremely eager. And eagerness has an unintended consequence, which is typically resistance. The more eager to sell someone you are, the more they will resist you selling them. So be very careful with your eagerness. Try, and I don't even say try to not be eager, just don't be eager. Eagerness comes from your attachment to the deal. And so the less attached you are to a yes or to some kind of a move forward with a prospect, the less eager you will appear and less eager you'll be. So eagerness has an unintended consequence and it's resistance. Two, selfishness. Selfishness is what's in it for me. We salespeople have quotas and we have goals and objectives and we have people that we report to so that when we come back from the field, we either say, look, Mr. Manager, look what I got. I got an order, or maybe it's not quite that blatant, but it's some kind of a look at me. Look what I did. Look what I accomplished. You got to be careful with that because the more you do that, and the more you think that way, the more you will show up in front of the prospect with that vibe. And when you have that vibe of selfishness and what's in this for me, you have a lot less left over for what's in it for the prospect. Your mind should be totally focused on the customer and the potential client, prospect, whatever you want to call him or her, about their needs and their pains and their struggles and their anxieties. And so selfishness has an unintended consequence, and that is the prospect just doesn't feel like you really do care about him, no matter how much you say. You know, you can say you care, but if you are selfish deep down and you really are more interested in your quota and your financial benefit of the transaction than you are in them, it'll show. It'll come across. The third unintended consequence, or the third thing that will cause things that you aren't ready for, is what I will call here one-way thinking. And one-way thinking is when you have in your mind exactly where you want to take the prospect. In other words, most of us have these elaborate sales cycles and processes and all these tactics and moves and verbatims, and here's what you say when they say this, with the intent, and this is not right, but this is the way it's set up many times, with the intent of getting the customer to say yes. With the intent of getting a what we'll call, or what some experts call, a positive outcome. Well, you know what? I'm not convinced that just because the prospect says yes, that's a positive outcome. I think it can be every bit as positive for the customer to say no. No meaning, no, I'm not going to do anything. You're wasting your time. It's going to take you mountains of paperwork and effort and energy and resources to ever get me to change my mind. And while you're trying to get me to change my mind, you're going to walk by 150 prospects who are ready to buy. And that's one of the things we teach in our schooling and our philosophy, is that a yes is not necessarily a good answer. You're not going for a yes. You're going for a decision. If the decision is yes, that's fine. If the decision is no, that's fine. But I'm not attached to a customer saying yes. And when you have a one-way focus, when your thinking is all lined up around how do I get the customer to say yes, you will create resistance. You won't hear what the real opportunity is there. We listen to sales calls sometimes. Our customers record sales calls on the phone. And it's amazing to us how many times the salesperson is going down a path and has the end of the path as the goal, and yet the customer is opening up all these different possibilities, but we're just not listening because we are so one-way focused. Our thinking is one way, and that is to the end goal as we see it. The question is, are you getting the $30,000 sale and giving up the $300,000 sale because you have too much one-way thinking going on in your mind? Those are just three. We could probably come up with 100 different things that the amateur salesperson does that has unintended consequences and not always positive toward the end result. So hopefully that helps. Once again, the Advanced Selling Podcast Vignette Series is where we take apart part of the sales process. Bill Caskey here today, but Brian Neal, Brooke Green, and Terry Sarbanoff also contribute to this. Hope you enjoy it.